power lambs. Ba 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 power lambs. Oh, ba 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 power lambs. Ba 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 power lambs. Ba 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 power lambs. You got a flock of lambs, you know I'm round. But scared to see the brothers and ba 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 power lambs. Went through the fence looking for some friends.
Everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Got a great program for you, part four of the rapture. We're going to get into the timing. Going to show you some of the probables and some of the impossibles and some of the likelies, praise Yahweh, you know. The main debate on the rapture is not when it is. Everybody assumes that at the end of the world, better known as the end of the age, because the world ain't going to end. You see, everybody would like for this world to just stop and sort of melt away and all of the memories be gone and what people's lives have meant. That's not going to happen. There's an accounting. We got to answer to somebody. I mean, we're students. You know, we were put in charge of something. And we are to dwell on the earth and let it be our home. And we are to nurture it and take care of it, bless it, and be a blessing to each other. Instead of that, we are destroying it. This is the 78th day, I believe. 78 or 79. I mean, it's just count the days of the destructive system that we've got. It's catastrophic. I mean, it's no kidding. Nobody's at home. Everybody's partying. Nobody's worrying. Everybody's wanting a big check from BP. That's a big deal. So what? We're going to be paid. You're not going to get any pay from BP. If you get anything out of BP, you can say grace over it. Take notice. 1 Corinthians 15:51. I'm going to tell you something. It's a secret. We shall not all die. But we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall all be changed. Now, that's not really all. Who this is talking about is those worthy. It's not talking about the unworthy. So the main debate about the rapture is not when it is, but when it will occur in relation to what they describe as tribulation. The pre-tribulation view, that's the view that he's going to rapture the church out before the tribulation, that it will occur halfway through the tribulation period, and the post-tribulation view is that a rapture will occur at the end of the tribulation period. That's how they got this thing figured out. In other words, he could come at any time during the tribulation period. He could actually come before the tribulation period, pre-trib and post-trib. Post-tribulation is a view that the rapture will occur at the end of the tribulation period. The pre-tribulation rapture is the hope for believers that they will live to see a pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation rapture, or whether we die prior to any type of rapture at all. And the key to internal salvation is, in all cases, our belief and faith in the Messiah to be secure in our relationship, and nothing else really matters, for I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I have gone and have prepared a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, you will also be also. Yeah. Now that sounds like we're going to be, yeah, I mean, you know, you could get a rapture out of that. You could go somewhere. You could be caught up out of that. If you think in that term, like in John 14:1. But listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. For with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God, Yahweh himself shall descend from heaven, and those who died in Christ will rise first. Now we've got a system. Now those that are going to rise first will be those in the second resurrection. Now they're going to rise. But notice this here. Is it a resurrection that you can see? Because the Bible says when he comes back, those that remain, that's the ones that are alive, will not prevent them asleep, for Yahweh's going to bring them with him. Now, at what time did he resurrect them? This is a process. The resurrection. You see, when you die, then you're resurrected out of your physical body. Your body is not any longer attached. I'm talking about your spiritual body, your spirit body. It's not attached to that physical body that died. It yielded up the ghost. Now, where does it go? Afterward, we, the living who remain, will be caught up along with them in the clouds to meet Yahweh in the air. And so we shall forever be with Yahweh. Now, people are imagining that we're going to float up on a cloud. It don't say we're going up on a cloud. Nowhere. Not on a cloud. But in Acts chapter 1, when he way, the Bible said he went up in a cloud. Now, that's a difference. On a cloud is like you get this glandular feeling about, well, I'm just going to float along lazily on the cloud and I'm going to drift up into the heavens and I'm going to find Jesus. Sweet Jesus, he's up there somewhere. Glory to God. You see, when you are absent from your flesh body, you are already present with Yahweh. He's nowhere but he's everywhere. You're everywhere, but nowhere. So then when you say that you're going to be up in heaven with him, if he fills heaven and earth, you could be in hell with him. For where he is, he says, where I am, there you may be also. Where I am. Well, let's get the sequence here then. Is he coming back or are we going there? Well, it seems like that he's coming back. Now, if he's coming back, why would he come back? At the end of the age, at the time of the harvest. That's when you can expect him. So, let's set the situation if we go by the Bible. Now, if you want to speculate that you're going to go up on a cloud, and if you're riding a plane, you're going to be raptured out, and you're going to be taken out of the airplane, and the rest of the people remain in the plane. It's sort of sad. It's Christians that are really clutching for a spiritual straw or a bit of confidence that they're going to be taken. You don't want to be taken. I'm going to prove that to you. Those taken on the day of the end are going to wind up as a corpse for vultures to feed on. You don't want to be taken. My God. Listen to this now. At the time of the harvest, this is Matthew 13. I love to preach on Matthew 13. I believe it's one of the most informative end time revelation chapters in the Bible. At the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers. Now, is this pre-trib, trib, or post-trib, you know? Mid-trib, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I will say to the reapers. Now, who's the reapers? Well, we know that's the angels. Well, does it say he's coming back with all of his angels? Every one of them. Not one is going to be left anywhere. They're going to see, when he goes, they go. Where you are is where he is. Where I am, there you may be also. Well, where he is not going to be way out there in heaven where the church has got its mind, it's going to be caught up and raptured out to. Because the Bible said he's coming back and he's going to command the reapers to gather first the tares. Now, rapture of the tares. You ever heard anybody preach on that? Like Pastor Buddy? A rapture of the tares. Yeah. The harvest is the end of the world. The harvest is when the reapers will gather first the tares. Now, the Bible says, they that remain will not prevent them that sleep. Now, this is the end of the world. This is the transformation, the change. Now, are you getting the picture? The actual picture is, he's not going to come back and rapture you out post-trib, pre-trib, or mid-trib. That ain't going to happen. When the end of the age, now how they get this in there, I do not know. I've studied the rapture doctrine for over 50 years. And I am amazed how they spin and stir the pot to get the puzzle to come out like they want it. And it sounds so good that Christians are so excited about being raptured out and they don't have to go through the tribulation. Especially those in pre-trib. Now, post-trib, I just have to go through half of it. But those who are post, they are going to have to go through all of it. I'm sorry. But is there a rapture after the tribulation? Well, let's see here. Whose tribulation is it? Does it not say that this tribulation is not for the world, that the world's going to be eating and drinking and being merry? They're going to be building and planting and reaping and sowing. But at this time, Yahweh is going to return with all of his holy angels, Matthew 25:31 again. And he's going to gather, these are the reapers, together first the tares. The harvest is the end of the world, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. Man, you don't want to make that rapture, do you? And that's one rapture I don't want to make. I hope I don't have to get in that one. Well, the Bible said that there's going to be a judgment. It ain't going to be out there in heaven. And they're going to be way over yonder in glory on the streets of gold. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the only problem with the heaven experience way out there somewhere, or streets of gold way over there, is that this is a place prepared for you that he talked about in John 14, that he's talking about in Revelation 21, where we were at last night, where it's coming down from God out of heaven to be on earth. The city of God, which is the city of New Jerusalem, or heaven, that Christians talk about. If they could get the concept and the events, if they could synchronize these thoughts into a picture like the Bible paints the picture. At the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, at the time of the harvest, that's the end. At when he said, time shall be no more. That's stop, 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 stop. No rapture. It turns into a capture. Really, that's why I say it's not a rapture, it's a capture. I will gather the tares first, which is the job of the reapers. That's the angels. And in 13, it says, I'll tell you that it's going to be a judgment day. I'm going to sever. I'm going to separate. I'm going to surgically remove, which he told us not to do this. So there couldn't be a rapture of any type or a gathering of any type of the righteous before. Because he said, don't do that. You see, that the rapture don't even fit into the plan that Yahweh's got for the end of the age. Now, the rapture of the wicked does. It's a gathering. It's a terror. It's a burning. It will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom, out of his kingdom. Now you see, it's no longer the kingdom of man, or the kingdom of the world, or the kingdom of the devil. He's coming back to take command. And listen to what's going to transform. All the seas are going to vanish. I mean, that's going to be, I mean, he's just going to pull the plug and drain the great basins of the earth. We don't need an ocean, a barrier. No longer will water be necessary. No longer will fire be necessary. No longer will sleet and rain. No longer will energy sources and hydro dams, atomic energy. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they envision that we're going to make peaceful uses of nuclear. What in the hell would we need a nuclear power plant for when you are the greatest power in the universe? Christ, the Messiah, in you, the hope of glory. Now, did he say to separate the wheat from the tares? No. But this is what he did say. Now hold on here. Now hold your head here. I'm fixing to give you a revelation here if you can receive it. He didn't say to separate the wheat from the tares. He said separate the tares from the wheat. Now, what rapture sequence would you want to get into? It's the wicked. The order of the gathering is actually opposite of what they are teaching in the rapture. Now, let's go a little bit deeper just so you can get the picture here. Don't run off from the earth. The righteous are going to inherit it. Stay around. Unless you can't stay. Now, the Bible says he knows them that are his. I said last night, you've got to have a mark. It's necessary for you to have a mark. You say, oh, no, I'm taking no mark now, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. I ain't going to take no mark. It's necessary for you to have a mark in your forehead. Revelations chapter 14, verse 1. Now, if you read the chapter that I'm talking about here, specifically in Revelation 14, you'll see the two marking systems. One had the mark of a false name, and the other had a mark of a true name. Now, that's the difference in the resurrection of the tares that are going to be burned first. They're going to be gathered. Now, who do you believe is going to be gathered first? It's the one with the false name in their forehead. Remember I said last night that you're going to be accountable, that sins have to be remitted, nobody goes to heaven. Heaven is a state of mind. Heaven is where he is. And he's not going to be out there, way out there, millions of miles across the vast deep. When Yahweh takes away time, it won't take you 1 second to get from here to eternity or from eternity to here because there's no time. Do you see that? My heavens. Get the spiritual coffee cup and let's smell it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. So we know that when he comes back, there are going to be people sleeping. There are going to be people eating. There are going to be people in the fields working. Now listen to this. Let me read you the whole thing and listen carefully. I just give you a revelation just a while ago. I want you to catch that. I don't give those things out too often to radio audiences. Separate the wheat from the tares? No, sir. I told you. Do not do any separating. See, the Christians want to separate themselves from the wicked, and they want to be raptured out and taken so that Yahweh will rain fire and brimstone down for 3.5 years or however how they configure the tribulation. And then they're going to come back to earth after the tribulation, they say. Now, how do they get that? Wishful thinking. It sounds good when the preacher preaches, oh my God, people won't get up and fly away. They can't wait for the resurrection. Or they can't wait for the rapture. To hell with the resurrection. They don't need no resurrection. They're going to be raptured. Separate the tares from the wheat first. Gather in the time of the harvest. The reapers will gather first the tares. Luke 17 says there'll be two men in one bed. One shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding together. One shall be taken and the other left. Two men in the field, one taken, one left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Master? That's what it said. Now, they wanted to know where this was going to take place. See, the end time is a universal event. It takes place simultaneously all over the planet. There is no certain place it starts when they tell you he's over here and he's gathering up a bunch, don't go over there. He done told you that. This is what he said. When they ask where, he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Luke 17:34-37. This is a gathering of the wicked, a rapture. They're going to be taken out as it was in the days of Noah. When the righteous remained on the earth, the wicked were taken off the earth, as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot and his daughters remained on the earth, and the wicked perished or were taken from the earth. Now, eagles, the word translated is vulture. Body means corpse. According to the parallel passages of Matthew chapter 24, where I'm studying from on the rapture, verse 28, those taken on that day end up as a corpse for vultures to feed on. Now, what kind of rapture is that? That's not a rapture, it's a capture. He's going to capture the wicked and sever them out. They're going to be rooted up. Oh, praise Yahweh. Now, the Bible says specifically in the book of Isaiah chapter 66 at the new kingdom, the new earth, say it with me. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. So you don't want to go to that old heaven where he is now, right? Because it's going to vanish. Why would you want to go somewhere when there's going to be a new one? Where I am, there you may be also. All right, he's coming back to the earth. There's going to be a capture of the wicked. They're going to be severed or gathered or bundled or burned or destroyed. Ever how you want to say it, they are corpse. And the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah paints such a beautiful picture. He must have been a great prophet for Yahweh to give him the end of the age. Now, let me get my Bible. And I could quote this from memory like I usually do, but I won't. I just all of a sudden, I just got an urge to read this verse of Scripture here in the book of Isaiah and show you exactly what's going to happen here. It's going to be wonderful. It is going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. That Isaiah, I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And I will send those that escape of them of the nations to Tarshish, Puh, and Lud, that draw the bow to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that they that have not heard of my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the heathen. And you shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of the nations, upon horses and chariots and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain in Jerusalem. Now remember this, please. Don't jump over there in that city where he was crucified. say, Holy New Jerusalem. All things are new. Remember that now. And the children of Israel, nobody else, the children of Israel shall bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. No unclean thing shall walk therein. Most man-made temples, the more money you got, the evil you are, the more you can attend. See, they have respect. Also, I will take them for priests, saith Yahweh. Oh, we're going to be kings and priests. Verse 22. Now here is the magnificent glory, hallelujah, praise Yahweh in Scripture. Thank Yahweh. For as new heavens and new earth, not the old Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, say it with me, new Jerusalem, not the old Jerusalem. There's not going to be a temple made by man's hands in old Jerusalem. Get that out of your mind with this Judeo-Christian false doctrine that's corruptible and damnable. It is nothing but heresy. For as the new heavens and the new earth will I make, they shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, and so shall your seed and your name remain. Now remember, I said that all that make it into the new kingdom, according to the book, I've got to go there, just do a little teaching here about the rapture. Let me go there. It's great. Praise Yahweh. And I looked and the Lamb stood on Mount Zion. Now here he is, over here in the book of Isaiah. He's sitting there and people are coming to him, which is from the houses of Israel, and it's a new day. And I saw these coming with the Father's name, there's the sign, the Father's name in their foreheads. That means spiritually acknowledging. Your name shall remain forever. Now the whole family, listen to me now, it's not Smiths and Joneses and whoever. It is the people that are called by the name of Yahweh. And they shall see that you're called by my name, Deuteronomy 28:10, and be afraid of you. They don't want nothing to do with you now, but they'll be wanting to grab a hold of your coattail later. They'll be wanting to be called by your name. Oh, they'll say, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? They had the Father's name written in their forehead. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. There's a people that's been deceived by a false name. It is the most wonderful, most worshipped, most adored name on the planet today. And yet, it is unscriptural. I'm going to repeat this. The name that most Christians call on is so unscriptural, it is a name of blasphemy. And when you tell people that, they get mad at you because it's been praised and adored and people have confessed salvation to it. And see, you can tell them the truth and they'll hate you. Tell them a lie, and the more you tell it, the more they love you. The Bible said that they would choose a lie over the truth. They'll cast the truth to the ground. One shall be taken and the other left. One is going to have the name of salvation and the other is going to have the name of deception. Or the name of Samrat, or the name that is more honorable. What honor does he says, if I be a father, where's my honor? You know, they honor all the gods, you know, that they can. They number those. But they cannot. They cannot number the name of Yahweh. They don't want that name. I'm going away. And with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, I'm going to descend from the old heaven. Say it with me. If there's going to be a new heaven, this is the one he's descending from, which is going to pass away. Oh, my. Why do you want to go there for? It's going to vanish and pass away. Wouldn't you want to be with him? Where I am, there you may be also. He's coming to earth. And he's going to have a rapture. Oh, glory to God! It's going to be a rapture of the wicked. They want to go somewhere, and they're going to get their chance. They can't stay here. The righteous cannot be taken out. And the wicked can't remain. There has to be a separation of the wheat and the tare, or the sheep and the goats. It is the wicked that's going to be raptured. Get a life. Get used to the idea that there's going to be a new heaven. And I saw them that had gotten the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, and they sung the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the Lamb. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify thy name? For thou only. Oh, he's got many names, Pastor Buddy. That right there said only. Who shall not fear thy name? For thy name only is holy. For all nations, that's out for all Israel, I just read it here in Isaiah 66, shall come and worship. See, there it is. In a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, after the rapture of the wicked. Oh my, I'm so happy that I don't have to go nowhere. Now let me go right on over here and just read. Oh, my, I wish I could preach on this forever. I just love to preach on this forever. Why? Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. That's first resurrection. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in white, fine linen. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, right blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now see, the supper is in the evening, at the end of the age. When he comes with a shout, descends from the old heaven. Remember, there's going to be... Now, the Bible said he saw the heavens pass away. Peter said he saw the heavens pass away. Why do you want to go out there when it's going to pass away? And he ain't going to be there. He's coming over here. Where I am, there you may be also. I'll receive you. Why would you want to go out yonder somewhere and be received when it's going to pass away? His eyes were a flame of fire. Will you ride with him? Oh, man. Notice this, 21, and I saw, this is Revelation 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Hallelujah! You don't have to swim with the sharks anymore. The money changers will be out there taking you on those big old floating gambling boats. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. That's the one they don't talk about, friends. They want to talk about that old Jerusalem where he was crucified, that he himself called it Sodom. My God, compare the old Jerusalem. Ain't nothing over there but filth. Oh, yeah, Satan will put on a big grandstand over there. Yeah, he's coming. I saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven. There it is, coming down from God out of heaven, the holy city. The one that the saints want to go to is coming here. Now the wicked's going to be taken out. Maybe you want to go with them. Maybe Satan will promise you the old Jerusalem. Notice this. He that overcometh will inherit all things. Now, notice this. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he shall dwell with them. Well, the saints want to go out yonder and dwell with a God out there in the heavens where it's going to pass away. But he's going to bring new Jerusalem, not old Jerusalem, for all the saints or Christians today want to go over to old Jerusalem. He's coming back to Jerusalem. He's going to split the eastern sky. Oh, my. Notice this, ladies and gentlemen. And I looked at this place. It had the glory of God, and her light was coming down from God out of heaven. And it was unto like a stone most precious, even as a jasper, clear as crystal. And it had a great wall high, and had 12 gates, and gates had 12 angels. And the names that are written thereon are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Oh, no wonder I like to get on a gate circle with the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm practicing. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Oh, my. And the gates shut not day and night. And there shall be no night there. Oh, praise Yahweh. We won't need no hydro dams. And there shall no wise, now listen to this, I'm fixing to close it out here. And there shall no wise enter anything that defiles, neither whatsoever that worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but them which are written in the Lamb's book of life. 22:4. And they shall see his face. And his name, come on, his name, you better get that name, shall be in their foreheads, and there will be no night there, and no need of a candle, neither any light of the sun, for Yahweh give them light, and they shall reign forever and forever. And as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, shall this seed with my name. The whole family in heaven and earth, oh, I can't wait, praise Yahweh. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before me. And you shall go forth and look upon the carcasses. That's the dead gathered into the bundles and slay and all this, that he's coming with a shout of an archangel. You shall look on the carcasses, where the eagle is, that's where we're going to be gathered, of the men that have transgressed against me, for the worm shall not die, neither shall the fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful that we're caught up in such an hour for us to know that we passed from life unto death. Yeah, there's going to be a great time of trouble. Are we going to go through it? Read now. Just read. Read the book of Jeremiah in chapter 30, verse 7. See if we're not more than conquerors. Maybe you think you can wear the saints out, devil, and you can defeat us. You can try it, but you ain't going to make it. Greater is he that is in us. We've been beat for this. We've been robbed. You've overrun us. You've stole. You've ruled over us. You've persecuted us from city to city. You've cast our names out as evil. But we're still holding on to the one that brought us to the dance. Yahweh said, I pipe to you in this dance. Let's dance. Yahweh in the morning, Yahweh in the evening, and Yahweh when the sun goes down. Because there ain't going to be no night there. It's going to be a new heaven wherein dwelleth righteousness. And you're going to look at the wicked and the carcasses of those that have disobeyed his Sabbath, his commandments, broke his laws, and forgot his name. They're wanting to go to old Jerusalem, and I'm wanting to go to new. I don't know about you, but I prefer the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness to the old heavens and the old earth wherein dwelleth evil. That's going to be done away with. There's going to be a new earth. There's going to be a new day. There's going to be new heavens. I don't want to go after to the old heavens. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall abide forever. Are you not worthy to wait for him 1 hour? In the hour of temptation when it shall come upon all the world to try those? Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the devil is going to try you and he's going to sift you to get you to deny, to get you to turn? You're just waiting to see some kind of a big sign. Well, look at mine. It's blazing in my head. I'm baptized in Yahweh's name for the remission of sins, and I'm waiting on a new heaven and a new earth. I ain't interested in an old heaven and an old earth. I'm not interested anywhere that the devil's ever been or ever will be. I don't want nothing to do with him. I'm sick of him. I've had it with him. And I can't wait for the separation and the severing of the tares of his seed. I want to be separated from. I don't want to go to old Jerusalem where they crucified him and where the evil dwelled and where they controlled and where they ruled. Yahweh said, I know where his seat is, and he still knows where it's at. But he's coming back for the people that don't know who's sitting over there or who's going to be sitting over there at the end time, at the last trump. When Yahweh comes, and with the brightness of his coming, he's going to destroy Satan and his angels and the beast and the false prophet and all them that's been deceived whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to perish and become the food for the vultures. Bring them here and slay them that would not that I would to rule over them. Bible said, whosoever resists the power shall receive damnation. If you've got it in your heart to find a place to repent and get baptized, it's the essential step of salvation by faith. If you're waiting on a sign, wait on. If you want to become an action doer, let's say you had to travel 1,000 miles to get baptized, somebody to baptize you in the name of Yahweh. That's fine. I've got a little sister that lives out in Missouri, and I can't get nobody near her to baptize her. She's begging to get baptized in Yahweh's name. a beautiful young woman wants to be baptized. She's sick, and she can't travel. And she's asked me in desperation, Pastor Buddy, could you get someone to drop by here in Tunis, Missouri? If you live close to Tunis, Missouri, and you are a qualified disciple of Yahweh, and you would love to baptize this little sister and put a jewel in your crown, and to give her eternal life, she needs you to drop by. Now, Brother Larry, if you listen to me from Knoxville, you need to call me. Oh, you a telephone call, and I've lost your number, so you need to call me. If anybody knows anybody close to Tunis, Missouri, that can baptize this little sister, begging for the remission of sins in the name of Yahweh. If you don't baptize in Yahweh's name, don't even go. Don't even go there. If you are a baptized believer, and you can call me or let me know some way that you can make it out there, I can hook you up. After we check you out, if we don't know you, we'd have to check you. We're not going to send you there while not knowing you. We don't lay hands suddenly on no man. But if you qualify and you'd like to put a crown on her head through water baptism and repentance into the new kingdom, well, that'd be wonderful. Well, my time is come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to get off here. The old clock on the wall has caught me again tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night around the radio world with the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. We'll be on a brand new series tomorrow night. We're closing it out. If you'd like to have this four-part series on the rapture, we'd be glad to get it to you. It could be very valuable to you to study and to think about what I've said in the 4 hours that I've given you. The truth of the rapture, the separation or the capture, a time of trouble for Jacob's seed. That's his children, Yahweh's bloodline. Satan and the tares are going to war against Yahweh and his children. We're little sheep. They have a warlike nature of being a snake. They know they're full of deadly poison. And they're wolves, and they eat sheep. That's what they do. Sheep are just innocent, naive. Most of them are slothful. But I'm telling you, you get a ram, he knows what's going on. And that's why we blow the ram's horn so much here on the Shepherd's Call. It's simply because we want you to know that Yahweh is very good. Here's the sheep, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark tonight right out of the great state of Mississippi. We've enjoyed being in your homes tonight by the means of radio. We hope and trust that you can write us. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Request our series, Rapture series, and we'll get into you. 4 parts, 4 hours. You can call me. I'm live tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. I'll be back tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 9 Central. And we'll see you then. Yahweh richly bless you, and Yahweh keep you until the capture of the wicked that are going to be severed and removed from the earth. And then we'll see a new heaven and a new earth. And we'll live here and reign with him forever. Oh, hallelujah. I love you.
Strike many moves, strike getting loose, strike petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb, ba-ba, we're lamb, you gotta follow where he's going, gotta pick him up. in the promised land. Ba, 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 we're lambs.
Ba, 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 we're lambs.
Ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. He's got a bottle of lambs and no one robbed. He's got a seal from his hand. Ba, 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 ba.